Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dillaman, lead pastor at ACAC. Unless the board released me last night without my knowing, and I just haven't received the email yet. This week, we're back in the book of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah contains no direct references to the Holy Spirit. But as we've said throughout this series, even though there are portions of God's Word where the Spirit isn't mentioned directly, we can still see evidence of how the Holy Spirit works. And of course, the Holy Spirit was behind all of the writers and their writings. So this week, we're looking at Jeremiah chapters 16 through 29. And while, again, no direct references to the Spirit, I do want to point out the twofold work of the Holy Spirit that I believe is revealed in Jeremiah 18 and Jeremiah 19. And there's an interesting comparison and contrast between those two chapters because both of them deal with pottery. In chapter 18, there is the well-known portion where God sends Jeremiah down to the potter's house to watch the potter working on the wheel. And in the fourth verse, Jeremiah observed that the vessel that the potter was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, meaning it wasn't coming together as intended. So he remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter to make. And then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. How? Obviously through the Holy Spirit, saying, "Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." And so the first pottery analogy in chapter 18 reminds us that the Holy Spirit is the one that God has sent to remake us. In the New Testament, Paul speaks of the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. Slightly different dynamic, but the same general theme. Regenerating, remaking, taking what is and making it something new. Not discarding it, not throwing it away, but molding it into something new. Something that pleases the potter. And of course, in this case, Jeremiah is reminding us that the Holy Spirit was sent from God to take who we are and not transform us into somebody else, but to take us as we are with our gifts, with our talents, with our abilities, with our experiences, and remake us, transform us, regenerate us into that which pleases God. And by the way, don't think of that which pleases God as being contrary to that which will be pleasing to you. The reality is we are never more ourselves, our true selves, than when we are entirely God's. When we're entirely submitted to the Lord, that's when we discover who we really are, what we were intended for in this world, what we were meant to do, where our strengths are. We don't surrender those things and forfeit them when we obey God. We discover them and we develop them. So the Holy Spirit is the one sent to remake us. And I also want to remind you that just as God sent Jeremiah to watch a mundane affair, a potter working on the wheel, that was common. But use that mundane picture to speak to him a profound truth. the Holy Spirit in you can and will often use the mundane things of life to speak great spiritual truth to you if you're looking, if you're listening, and if you're expecting. Many times I find God teaching me valuable lessons as I observe the mundane affairs of life. Suddenly in the midst of it, I'll hear the Holy Spirit saying, and that's a picture of, or that's just like. Always be on the lookout for those kinds of things. The Lord can speak to you in your workplace, at the kitchen sink, as you're diapering your baby. Look for the Spirit to speak to you in mundane things about the way He wants to mold you into something that will be pleasing to the Father and pleasing to you. So, chapter 18 is the first pottery analogy. Then you go to chapter 19, and it's an entirely different pottery analogy. There, God tells Jeremiah to buy a potter's earthenware jar. Notice, don't go take it and tell him God said so. Buy it from him. God pays for what he orders. He's not a thief. Go buy a potter's earthenware jar. Take some of the elders of the people, some of the senior priests. Go out into the valley. And God says then in verse 10, then after prophesying some really ugly things that are on the horizon as God's judgment towards his people, in verse 10, he said, then you're to break the jar in the sight of the men who accompany you and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, just so will I break this people and this city, even as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot again be repaired. Now, tremendous contrast. Chapter 18, the clay on the wheel isn't taking shape, so the potter reworks it. In chapter 19, the clay that has already been formed and hardened can't be made into something new. It can only be broken, and once broken, cannot be repaired. And that's a picture of the reality that the same Holy Spirit who can transform and remodel us if we're pliable, the same Holy Spirit will bring about the destruction of those that aren't pliable, of those who refuse transformation by their unbelief and by their rebellion against God. So the Spirit can mold that which is moldable, but the Spirit judges that which is set against God and hardened in its unbelief and rebellion. So ultimately, the takeaway for this week from Jeremiah 18 and 19, look for the Holy Spirit to speak to you through common things. And if you're moldable, look for Him to shape you in ways that you could not do yourself. The clay on the wheel doesn't shape itself. It requires the potter's hands. But also be warned that if you stiffen, if you harden your heart, if you say no to the Holy Spirit, then that same Holy Spirit may need to break you. Break you in a way that that aspect of your life can't be repaired. But again, The Spirit's ultimate goal is not the breaking, but the restoration. And the same Israel that would be broken, according to Jeremiah's prophecy, will one day be restored. But how much better would it have been if they had accepted the hand of the potter, accepted the agenda of the Holy Spirit, and allowed Him to transform them. So, the Holy Spirit is your best friend if you're willing to be transformed. And the Holy Spirit will break you if you stubbornly refuse God's transformation. And both of those activities are evidence of God's great love. Have a great week following the lead of the Holy Spirit and looking for Him in the common things of life.